and I want to drop right in. And since this show is all about being real,
I love it.
I wanted to have you take us back, and we'll start off the show with you taking us back where your authenticity and being true to who you are was really challenged, or maybe it was an opportunity where you discovered who you are. So I'd love to have us take you right into that intense moment, like the start of a movie, and for us to see what happened.
Amazing. Yeah. So I'm going to share a story that I haven't really shared before.
Ooh.
And I think I was 22 years old, and I had walked into a pharmacy with a fake prescription for Adderall, which I had been forging at this point for months.
Wow.
And it was a different pharmacy than the one where I had basically manipulated the pharmacist. And I went into a new one and I hand the pharmacist the prescription. I'm in a rush because a friend's waiting for me. And I say, I need this really quickly. And the pharmacist noticed that something was slightly suspicious. And about 3 minutes later, he comes back and he says, "This is a fake prescription. I've called the cops. Stay right there."
Oh my God.
And everything inside of me, you know, I didn't know if I should run. I didn't know if I should, like, what I should do in that moment. But I just froze. And a panic washed through me. And all of these bad choices that I had made for months, because I knew every time it was like a checkbox of, like, did it again, did it again, did it again. This thing is not serving you. Why are you doing this? And I knew I was harming myself and through this addiction. Which at one point a psychologist had written me a prescription, and then it had expired. I had moved states, and I'd basically copied that prescription and began forging it. And so the pharmacist comes back. I'm waiting. I think the cops are coming. I think my future's over. I think I'm going to jail. I think I'm going to get in trouble for prescription fraud. Like, all these thoughts are going through my mind, in addition to all of the shame I felt for not facing myself. And the pharmacist comes back and he says, "I spoke to your doctor and he actually asked me not to call the cops and he's going to deal with it from here."
Wow.
And I was shocked because I thought they were already on their way. I would imagine them handcuffing me. I imagined myself calling my mom, you know, at the prison or whatever it is. I don't even know. And, you know, it was a huge wake up call for me. And even though I didn't go to jail, what I realized is that I'd been putting myself into jail all along through that addiction and through the story I was telling myself that I wasn't good enough or worthy and I needed to be thin or I needed to accomplish more. And this super drug was going to help me get there. And so that was really the moment when I realized I can't keep on with this. I must face what's here to face.
Wow. Thank you so much for opening up in such great and suspenseful detail.